I can't believe how nervous I am. Honey, thanks for agreeing to this. I know we both want a baby, and the idea of a donor was difficult to talk about at first. I know, sweetie, I know. It didn't get any easier when the doctor told us our chances of conception would be much higher if we didn't go the turkey bastard route. I mean, you saw my reaction when he said we would do best with, direct insemination. I was horrified. But now we're clear and it's going to happen. I love you so much. You're going to make a great dad. Look at this place. This room isn't as clinical as I thought it would be. No white coats and stethoscopes. It's like a beautiful bedroom. Pretty wallpaper. Soothing music. Fresh flowers. And scented candles. It's like a date night. Kind of like our room at home. Okay, I'll give you that. Our bed doesn't have wheels or stirrups. Right. We also don't have an opening in the wall that connects to another room. Yeah, I guess that's right, too. Date night doesn't usually end with other men. Oh, let's just not think about that. Oh, look, sweetie. There's a nice comfy chair next to the bed, so you can hold my hand and provide moral support while we make baby. Oh, why the frown, honey? Oh, honey, we've been through this before. This will be completely anonymous. Neither one of us will see the donor. And you know I love you and would do nothing to jeopardize that. After all, you're the only man I've ever been with. This is just a medical procedure. This is for us, honey. It's the only reason I'm doing it, so we can have a baby. Do you have the instructions the nurse gave us on the way in? Oh, there. Let's just review the instructions so we know what to expect. It says, "Welcome to the Natural Fertility Center. We've built this center to allow for direct insemination of women in committed relationships who've been unable to conceive with their partners. This is a safe and supportive environment for couples to realize their dreams of having children. See, honey? That's why we chose this place. You've reviewed the backgrounds of potential donors and identified the three that meet your criteria. Why? I think that's right, honey. We identified exactly three, didn't we? Let me read more. To maximize your chance of conception and to further our goal of donor anonymity, we encourage the participation of as many donors as are available. in a single session. We've confirmed that all three donors you selected will participate today. Honey, I didn't expect this. I expected one and done, but three. What do you think? Yeah, I can see why you're uncomfortable. One is bad enough. This is a professional environment. The donors aren't here for sex. They're just getting paid to provide a medically necessary service. I just hope they're quick about it. Oh, honey, don't look like that. Isn't it better to maximize our chance to get pregnant on this first visit so we don't have to go through this again? I know, honey. I'm just so glad you're here with me. This is going to be embarrassing for me to expose myself, you know? Down there. I mean, you're the only one who's seen me down there. What? Yes, you have. The time I left the lights on before getting under the covers. Well, I don't have the luxury of hiding my lady parts under the covers like I do with you. Okay. Shh. Let me finish reading. I'm supposed to remove my clothes and put on the rope hanging on the hook over there. It says the panties are optional and will be removed once the procedure starts. Well, I want the panties. I only want to be exposed when needed. Can you help me get these things off? At least this robe is nicer than a typical hospital gown. And these panties look like they tie on the sides. Will you help me? Thanks, honey. There's more here, honey. It says, artificial lubricants can intervene with conception and are not used at the natural fertility center. For that reason, and to enhance the intimacy of the event for your partner, it is important that your partner ensure you are adequately prepared for the donation process. If further assistance is needed during the process, it will be provided by the nurse overseeing the procedure. Wow. I guess I didn't think about that part. Well, the staff here is professional, so I guess that fine if it's necessary. Anyway, I think I'm already, ready down there. Oh, honey. Now you're embarrassing me. And you're kind of making me mad. You know what happens to my lady parts when I ovulate? Not to mention the extra hormones they gave me. Oh, come on. I've been like this before. I'm not looking forward to this. Only to the outcome. Now, please touch my privates a little bit, honey, so this procedure goes smoothly. Don't look at me down there, honey. You know I find it embarrassing. Okay, stop. I think things are as good as they need to be. That will just have to do. There are just a few more points in the instructions, honey. First, there are statements in bold letters that we acknowledge the procedure could result in orgasm. I guess the joke is on them, honey. They don't know I've only had an orgasm once. At least, I think that's what it was. Anyway, I don't think we need to be concerned about that. I'm not here to orgasm, just to get pregnant. Okay, it says I should get onto the bed. When you're ready, you push the bed to the curtain in the wall and push my lower half to the opening. Oh, it says that there is a wireless headset on the table that I should turn on and wear so the nurse can communicate with me as needed. Can you turn it on and give it to me, honey? Thanks. Alright. Honey, I think it's time. Help me up onto this bed. And now a kiss for luck. Okay. I guess I'm in a position. Push me through, honey. Carefully. Oh my. It's much warmer on the other side. Alright. I guess this is going to start. Hold my hand, honey. I'm so nervous and I need to know I have your... Well, that was a surprise. Two hands just slid up my legs and push my groin up. They must be the nurse's hands. They're small and soft. Oh, the nurse just untied the panties and... Oh, I'm so mortified. She put her finger in my... You know, in that place, she said she's making sure I was ready. Oh, honey, she's saying things to me I can't believe. I'm blushing all over. I'll tell you what she's saying. She says that although this procedure is clinical, the donor still needs to get an erection to perform this procedure. She says the donor is in a chair just a few feet away from me and is staring at my privates. No, she didn't say privates. And that's what I said, so I didn't have to say the word she said. Shh. She said the donor is looking at my privates and touching himself down there. I don't know if I could do this, honey. She says he is hard. I feel his hands on my legs. He's spreading me open further and holding my thighs up with his hands. The nurse says he's... is still looking at my... He is inside me. No. All the way in. No. It's not too bad, honey. He is about your size. Very comfortable. Thanks for asking, sweetie. He's moving in and out of me now. Now a bit faster. He's tensing up. I can't feel much, but the nurse says he's making his donation. Now he's out. Phew. See, honey, that wasn't so bad. Nice and quick. Just like at home. Once one donor's already finished, it didn't feel unpleasant, and there was certainly nothing sexy about it. Shh. 1 second. The nurse is talking to me. Oh, they are calling in the second donor. Good. Let's keep this moving so we can get home and go about our days. Okay. The nurse says they're going to put my feet in the stirrups for this one. They want better access to my, you know, my privates. This is a little worse than before. I can't even close my legs. No, honey, it doesn't hurt. I just feel very exposed. Wait. Shh. Okay. The nurse says he is ready, and she chuckled a bit. I wonder why she... Oh my! I don't think I... Nothing, honey. It's just that the head of his... his thing is a little larger than I'm used to. The nurse is telling me to relax. She's saying the head is the thickest part, and... It's him. No, honey. Just the head is in. He's moving slowly in. He's longer than I'm used to. And that's a new feeling for me, baby. I think he's in all the way. I feel his... his... I don't know what to say. His testicles against my bottom. The nurse is telling him to give me a minute to get used to him. That's good. I can use the time. I can't really control my privates. This is embarrassing. My vagina is contracting around him. No, honey, I'm not doing it on purpose. I can't help how my body is responding to the procedure. The nurse is telling me the contractions are good and will speed things up. She is talking to him now. She said, green light. Oh, he is sliding out and oh, back in. The nurse is talking. Oh, I'm ashamed. She says my privates are dripping. Oh, I'm so wet, honey. No, I don't think it's just the last donor. I can feel myself getting wetter. Oh, honey, just look at me. Squeeze my hand. I want to focus on you and what's happening to me down. Oh my, he raised my bottom up even higher with his big hands on. Oh, he's hitting a spot that is so sensitive. He's really moving fast. Finished now. Oh, I feel him sliding up. Oh no, his tendon. He's dripping out. Oh, okay. The nurse said not to worry. That each donor has left a significant deposit deep inside my deep inside me, and it's just unnatural that some will seep out. What's that? Shh, the nurse is taking my legs out of the stirrups and rubbing them. Oh, that feels good. Oh, gee. Oh, I didn't even know about this. The nurse says that they are going to push me back into the room so you can help me turn over onto my stomach for the final toner. I don't know about that. We've never done it like dogs. But she says it will increase the depth of the nation. She said to tell you that you shouldn't be alarmed by what you see. The procedure is going as planned. Okay, wheel me back in. What's wrong, honey? Why that look? No, I'm not going to look. What is it? Well, I guess it's not a surprise that I'm wet, swollen, and open. You have no idea what I just experienced. What? My little button? Oh, my clitoris? You've never seen it out like that? That can't be right. Anyway, honey, I'm sure it is just a result of overstimulation. What? Well, of course I'm soaked. There are two nations inside me and... Oh, stop focusing down there, honey. Help me turn over. Oh my. Look at your pants. Honey, this is a fertility treatment. Are you getting turned on? I see a little soldier standing at attention. And look at that wet spot. What's your excuse? Well, I guess I understand. We can talk about it later. Right now, this is about me. Okay, let's finish this. Slide me back through. Thanks, honey. Remember, the wheel locks. Perfect. Wait. Shh. The nurse is saying something. The final donor is entering the room. The nurse says he is removing his robe. Oh, she's saying, oh my, and look at you, college boy. She says he's soft and she'll have to help him get ready. Oh my. You should hear what I'm hearing, honey. I think she's licking his penis with her tongue. Who would do such a thing? She's saying she can't get him into her mouth. I really can't hear her now. She's whispering things to him and he's moaning. Oh, they're asking me to slide down so my feet are on the floor and my bottom is in the air. I feel ridiculous, like an animal. There are her hands again, lifting the back of robe and exposing me fully. I feel fingers on my lips. I think they're hers. They are very soft. She's touching my clitoris with one hand. I don't know why. Oh, shit. She knows what he's doing. He's still talking to him. Oh, no. Now she's spreading my bottom open and saying, "Does that turn you on? What do you think of her tight little hole?" No, not this time. She's spreading my lips open with her hand. Oh! She's saying filled things to me to try to excite me more. No, honey, I can't tell you. We don't say these things. I can't. She said my pink. She said pink pussy is stretched around the head of his. No, no, not penis. His cock. His cock. Oh, he's too much pressure. His big hands are on my ass. He's spreading my bottom apart. The nurse says he's looking at my tiny, my asshole. And now, don't further to where we are connected. No, he's not in. He stopped at the head. He's holding me still. And the nurse's hands are holding me tight as well. She says, take a deep breath. And says he's only help waiting. I feel him striding out again. The nurse finger is on my clit again. And she's telling me to take another deep breath. suction is, oh, it's so good, but oh, so tight. Kissing my bottom, saying good girl and nice job. The nurse says they think I should keep my bottom half on the other side of the curtain for 30 minutes so things get back to well, get close to normal. And that the nations have time to work. After that, it says you can wheel me back in and have me as well if you want. I don't care, honey. I can't move. Do what you want to me. I just need a short...